We're joined now by John Austin, president of the State Board of Education. Welcome back to Stateside, John.
Hi, good to be with you.
Hey, we have heard from teachers. We've heard from administrators, researchers about teacher evaluations this week. So we want to give the same question to you. How should teachers in Michigan be evaluated?
Well, first, I want to put the important work of evaluating teachers in the context of there's nothing more powerful to move the needle in student learning gains than great teaching. And as you noted in your intro, it's tough, but it's something that can be learned. And we need to do a lot more on a whole continuum from better preparing teachers so that they are effective in actually supporting learning for students, supporting them as their new teachers with more mentoring during that important induction period when they're learning to teach, a lot more professional development throughout their careers to help them get better as teachers, and rewarding career paths for teachers so that they can stay teaching and don't go into administration where you inevitably have to go if you kind of want to move up in education. But we have and need a solid teacher evaluation system that is supportive of improvement of their craft and helps them learn how to be better teachers. And we particularly need that evaluation to be attentive to how teachers who are now being evaluated on their performance so they can keep their ability to teach. I mean, the evaluation that we need to put in place was in part driven by teacher tenure reform that happened a few years ago, which said we want to make sure that we're not letting any teachers sort of keep teaching who aren't effective in delivering student learning. And so we needed an evaluation system, and Deb Ball, a University of Michigan dean who led the commission that devised the teacher evaluation system with the help of teachers, they put together a technique that combines assessment of student learning performance, but also how the teacher is delivering instruction in the classroom and is a supportive round evaluation that teachers like and the teachers' unions like, which is why we need to pass this legislation to actually put this type of evaluation system in place, because we're demanding that teachers be evaluated, and it's linked to their ability to keep teaching. So we have to have a system that both works for them and works to improve learning for students.
Is what we have right now anywhere close to a perfect system?
No, not at all. We have demanded through legislation that if you want to keep your job or if you want to move from a novice teacher into a full blown professional teacher, and if you want to continue to teach over the years, you need to be evaluated and to have continuing performance and have that performance be assessed annually and be able to keep your license to teach. So if we're doing that and we want to support great teaching because it's the most important thing, we have to put in place the kind of evaluation system recommended by the governor's commission, which is tied up and still not through the legislature, because if we don't, we're leaving it to every local school, every local district to figure out some way of evaluating teachers, and they're wildly inconsistent, and they're not all supportive of improvement of the quality of teaching, and they're not all supportive of teachers' growth, and they're very haphazard in how people are evaluating teachers, and that's not fair to the teacher. And it certainly isn't contributing to better student learning, which we must do.
That patchwork quilt approach.
Yeah, as part of tenure reform, people need to understand, which, you know, is tough for teachers to embrace. We've demanded that teachers, to keep their license and to get their license, be evaluated every year, and they have to continue to be teaching well. And we put in the fact that students need to learn as part of that evaluation criteria. But attached to that was we need to design an evaluation that is consistent across the state, that is one that helps teachers improve their ability. Those are the recommendations that, you know, had good bipartisan legislative support that came out of the Deb Ball-led commission, and they have not been passed. The Senate in particular has blocked the passage of this much-needed evaluation legislation, which teachers like themselves could be supportive of their growth in the profession and better teaching. And why the legislature is not supportive of the kind of thoughtful, effective evaluation that is a key part of tenure reform is beyond me.
John, in your view, are there too many cooks in the kitchen when it comes to education policy in Michigan? And we have you and the State Board of Education. There's the state superintendent. You've got the governor. You've got the state legislature. Are all these movable parts just too many to actually create effective education policy?
When I sometimes hear the frustration of everybody is telling educators what to do all the time, I flip it around to say there's good news and bad news. The good news is everybody cares about education, as they should. The business community, the governor, certainly those of us who have some responsibilities for policy over education, everybody wants to help education get better. Now, there are very different views on how to go about that, and that's why we need to continue to help coalesce around putting that kind of energy and focus on education, which is the most important thing for people to have economic opportunity, a decent standard of living, and for Michigan to compete. We have to align around the most effective education improvement reforms, including much more attention to how do you support excellent teaching, which moves the needle for student learning more than any other factor, more than early childhood, more than small classes. Quality teaching helps poor, minority, and kids who aren't performing well learn best if they have a great teacher. So we have to focus on effective strategies, and that's what, on the evaluation topic, the expert-led Governor's Commission, led by University of Michigan School of Education Dean Deb Ball, recommended a very thoughtful evaluation strategy for Michigan. The legislature has not passed it. The governor supports it. We support the state board. It's time to put it into place so that there's consistent, effective, supportive evaluation across Michigan.
So, John, how do we make that happen? How do concerned parents get involved, teachers who are frustrated in their classrooms around Michigan? How does this all come together to make this happen?
On this topic, on the importance of moving the quality evaluation legislation that came out of the commission, again, Republican legislators, particularly in the Senate, who chair of key committees like Phil Pavlov, who have blocked the passage of the teacher evaluation legislation. Concerned citizens can communicate with their elected officials that they want to support educators, not punish them with tenure reform that's decoupled from a quality evaluation of whether teachers are teaching well that teachers like, and that's what this legislation provides.
But I guess with so many on board, how does this get fixed?
Well, it's incumbent upon all of us and your listeners to demand some common sense of our elected officials. Everybody wants to appear to care about education because they know the parents and their constituents do, and we have to make it clear on this topic. Moving the important evaluation system into place through legislation that was part of tenure reform is essential to support teachers, not punish teachers, and to support better learning.
Do you have hopes this will happen, John?
It certainly did. I mean, it almost happened. We had bipartisan sponsors at the end of the session last fall. We had strong support from all these constituents who care about education, and for whatever reason, a few Republican legislators would not get to yes, and that's got to change.
John Austin, president of the State Board of Education. As always, John, thank you so much for being on Stateside.
Thank you.